ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಸಾಧಕ್ ಸಂಜೀವನಿ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ವರ್ಸ್ 40 ಲಿಂಕ್. ನೌ ಇನ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಬೈ ರಿವೀಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್. ನಾಂತೋಸ್ತಿ ಮಮ ದೇವ್ಯಾನಾಂ ವಿಭೂತೀನಾಂ ಪರಂತಪ ಏಷ ತು ದೇಶತಃ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತೋ ವಿಭೂತೇರ್ವಿಸ್ತರೋಮಯಾ. ಓ ಹರಾಸರ್ ಆಫ್ ಫೋಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅ ಬ್ರೀಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಬೈ ಮೀ of the manifestation of my glories. Comment. Mama Divya Naam Vibhuti Naam. The term Divya stands for singularity or uncommonness. If a striver thinks of the Lord only, in whatever circumstances He is, or whatever He is, that singularity or divinity is revealed to Him because there is none else as singular and divine as the Lord. The gods who are called divine are also always eager to behold the Lord. Gita chapter 11 verse 52. It proves that the Lord is most divine, so His glories are also divine. But the divinity of these glories is revealed to a striver only when he has the sole goal to realize God, and he, being free from attachment and aversion, thinks entirely of Him in order to know the reality of divinity. Nantosti. There is no end of the Lord's divine glories. As the Lord Himself is endless, so are His glories, virtues, sports and discourses, etc. Therefore, the Lord, while beginning His divine glories and concluding them, has said that there is no end of His divine glories. In the Srimad Bhagavata also, about His glories, He says that He can count the number of atoms with the passage of time. But He who has created millions of universes cannot count His divine glories. The Lord is endless, limitless, and bottomless. That is, He is beyond the limit of time and space. Esha tu deshatah prokto vibhuter vistaromaya. The Lord describes His divine glories in detail from the viewpoint of Arjun. But from His viewpoint, this description is very brief because His glories are endless. In this chapter, some of the glories of the Lord have been described. There may be other glories which have not been described here, but they can be related to strivers. Therefore, whatever attracts the mind of a striver should be regarded as the Lord's divine glory, whether it has been described here or not, and he should think only of Him. Appendix. In the Gita, the Lord has mentioned His 17 divine glories in the form of cause. In chapter 7, verse 8 through 12, 37 divine glories in the form of effect and cause. In chapter 9, verse 16 through 19, 25 divine glories in the form of persons. In chapter 10, verse 6. 81 glories in the form of principle and in the form of the ruler. Chapter 10, verse 20 through 38. 1 divine glory in the form of essence. Chapter 10, verse 39. And 13 divine glories in the form of His influence. In chapter 15, verse 12 through 15. All this means that there is nothing else besides God. In all forms, God has manifested himself. All this is the entire form of God. The unreal is kaleidoscopic, while the real is immutable. These, the real, para, and the unreal, apara, both are the Lord's divine glories. Sadasachaham Arjuna. Gita chapter 9, verse 19. It means that only God has manifested himself in the form of divine glories. Therefore, whatever attracts us, that is only the Lord's attraction. But we want to enjoy pleasures. So that attraction, instead of changing into love, devotion for God, is changed into desire and attachment, which bind us to the world. In the Gita, the Lord has called Brahma, also Mama, his own self. In chapter 8, verse 13, he's also said Mam to gods. Chapter 9, verse 23, he's also said Mam to Indra. Chapter 9, verse 20, and he's also said Mam to Uttama Gati, supreme goal. Chapter 7, verse 18, he's also said Mam to Kshetrajna, the self. In chapter 13, verse 2, he is also called the indwelling God as Mam. Chapter 16, verse 18, and he is also said the seed of all beings as Mam. Chapter 7, verse 10, and so on. It means that God, who is endowed with attributes and is also attributeless, who is endowed with form and is also formless, as well as men, gods, beasts, birds, gods, evil spirits, and devils, etc., all combined together, is the entire form of the Lord. That is, all are the divine glories of God. All is His majesty. All these divine glories are imperishable. Here a doubt arises when the entire universe is the manifestation of God. Then what is the purpose of description, repetition of His divine glories? The explanation is that the question of Arjun was, in what various aspects should I think of you? In Gita chapter 10 verse 17. In fact, all is the entire form of God, but the thing in which a man sees some specialty. It is easy to behold God and to think of Him in that thing, because mind is naturally attracted towards the thing whose specialty is marked in the mind. Therefore, the Lord has described His divine glories. While describing His prominent divine glories, the Lord declared, "I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings and of entire creation." Chapter 10, verse 20 and verse 32. "I am the seed of all beings. There is no creature, animate or inanimate, that exists without me." Chapter 10, verse 39. "And I stand beholding the entire universe in a fragment of my body." Chapter 10, verse 42. "Then what remains besides God?" Nothing remains. It means that all is God. Vasudeva Sarvam. Gita chapter 7, verse 19. In the Gita, the description of the divine glories of God is not of secondary importance, but it is an important means for God realization, which leads to Vasudeva Sarvam. The reason is that if any specialty appears in the world and we regard it as the Lord's specialty, naturally we shall be attracted towards God rather than towards the thing or person. Attraction or attachment to matter leads to bondage. Karana guna sangosya सदसद योनि स जन्मसु. गीता चैप्टर 13 वर्स 21. Therefore, the purpose of description of the divine glories is that a striver may get rid of the notion of the existence of the world, the value of the world, and the lovability of the world, and may realize Vasudeva Sarvam, which is the main gospel of the Gita. Existence of the world, its value and attachment to it, lead a man to bondage. If a man, instead of being attracted towards the world, and instead of having the notion to enjoy pleasure out of it, regards it as the manifestation of God, then the assumption of the existence of the world, its value and attachment to it, will be renounced, and he will accept the existence of God. He will value him and will be attached to him. That is, will love him. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.